Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be with you once again, and welcome to 2019 and our new series, He Makes All Things New. I briefly introduced this series to you last year when we finished out a year in the Word on December 31st. I praise God. This is our first installment in this series. Glory to God. We were trying to get on yesterday, had some technical difficulties. So just to let you know, our series will be taking place on Sundays. So I will be putting the time slots in for Sundays, not Mondays. But if something happens, look for me during the week, amen, because I will be making up that day if we're not able to get in on Sunday. Praise God. Amen. He makes all things new. Amen. You know, the Lord is gracious and He is true. Amen. And Scripture speaks over and over again how He makes all things new. He turns the old into the new. He renews the hearts and minds of men. He heals our bodies, making things new. He brought us back from our alienated relationship with the Father, making all things new. Glory to God, because He makes all things new. Amen. That scripture in particular is from Revelation. Amen. And we'll look at that a little closer at another time. But that is our series for this year. He makes all things new. Amen. And I'm excited and always excited to be with you. Thank you so much. Amen. For listening. I thank you for being with me. Our listeners have increased, and every one of you. Glory to God. Amen. We have listeners all over the world, and I praise God, praise God, praise God for you. And I'm praying, amen, that the Lord bless you, heal you, and deliver you. Amen. That He increase you. Amen. That you become that He called you to be from the very beginning. Amen. Our series, again, is entitled, He Makes All Things New. Amen. And we're coming with passion, power, and purpose. Glory to God. The zeal, passion, because the zeal of the Lord will perform this thing. Power, because we're thrusting forward, moving forward, amen, in forward motion by the anointing, the authority of Jesus Christ, by His power and His might, not in our own understanding, in our own power, but in the power of God Himself. Glory to God. And purpose, because we shall perform every work according to the will of God. Amen. He has purposed each of us in the earth to do great exploits. Glory to God. And we are going to do precisely what the Lord has called us to do, because He makes all things new. No matter what you are going through, amen, no matter how it looks, amen, God can renew it. He can revive it. He can restore it. And He will do just that. Amen. Rely on Him. Go back and listen to the archives from last year, a year in the Word. Amen. And hear the Word of God over again. Amen. I always ask, you know, suggest to people to get maybe a get some help if you need to. Go to a website that gives you a plan for the year to read scripture. I always suggest that people read through the entire book of the Bible, the entire books of the Bible, every year. Amen. And I am doing the same. I'm actually using a book entitled Experiencing the Presence of God. Glory to God. And it already is praising God for it. It is encouraging me. Amen. We're in the seventh day of the month, and I am encouraged in the Lord. Even though I, just like you, I'm going through some stuff, some pretty horrible stuff. But God is God. Amen. And He is breaking me through and breaking me out, and I am going forth in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you can do the same, because God is still God. Amen. And He has not forgotten any of us. Amen. He will heal. Amen. He will break us forth. He will declare He will perform those things He has already declared to be so in your life. And every promise written in the Word of God is yes and amen for you, just like it is for me. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. I'm not going to be before you very long tonight. Amen. But I praise God, and I just want to leave you with a word of an encouragement and let you know what our series is for this year. He makes all things new. Amen. All things. So no matter what those old things were, no matter what they looked like to you, he makes all things new. And all those old things will have to pass away. Amen. Because he is in the business of renewing. Glory to God. That means turning those old things, polishing them up, glory to God, and making them new again. And then those things that you thought could never be renewed, could never be fixed, relationship, amen, your relationship with God, maybe that's what's suffering, amen, but God is able, amen, to renew, glory to God, and he has proven himself over and over again in Scripture, and we're going to look at all of that, amen, in this year, glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord Jesus, for your spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for your power and your might, Lord God, that has turned things around and made all well with us. Lord, we're able to say it is well with our soul because of your presence, because of your power, because you turn and you make all things new. We praise you, oh God, for that you are doing in the midst of 2019. We praise you, Lord, that the things, Lord God, that held us back and held us down in 2018 cannot now. And we're not even looking back at those things, Lord God, not in the same way that we did, but we are moving forward, Lord God, in your will and in your way. Speak to us, oh God. Open our eyes that we see, our ears that we hear, oh God, our understanding. Understanding that we go forward, Lord God, in obedience to your will. Lord God, make everything new in our lives. Renew our vigor. Renew our zeal in you, oh God. Renew our commitment, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As we say the words with our mouth, Lord God, touch our hearts, heal our hearts, empower our hearts to go forth, Lord God, with the zeal of the Lord, the power of God Almighty backing us up, Lord God, and we cannot fail because you cannot fail. We thank you, oh God, oh, for everything that you're doing and for everything that you've done already. We give you glory, oh God, we give you praise and we give you honor. Lord God, I said it before and I'll say it again. Jesus is my hero and I praise you, God, for your protection, for your strength. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that this battle that I am embarking upon, this battle that I'm in the midst of, is yours. This battle, it belongs to the Lord. And all I have to do is sit back and just let you fight it. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that you're doing the same for all of these that are listening. I praise you, God. Amen. Because you are proving yourself over and over and over again that you love us. Love us. Love us with an everlasting love. And I give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Lord God, and we bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Scripture again. I mean, our series again, amen, is coming from He Makes All Things New. Amen. I just want to call your attention, amen, to a couple of scriptures, amen, in Isaiah. Glory to God. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. It says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Amen. The Lord is going to do the miraculous. He will make a way in the wilderness. Amen. In the wilderness, we know there's dense trees and there's wild animals and there's dangers and things, dangers seen and unseen. But God will make a way for us, even in the wilderness. And he will cause rivers to spring up even in our dry places, in our deserts. Glory to God. He's doing a new thing. Amen. He spoke the word in Isaiah. Amen. And the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. And the word that he delivered to those people, amen, it's still true for us now in this time, in this day, in this hour. Amen. God is still moving and his people in like manner. And it may, I mean, those things that he's doing, amen, they will bring forth light. They will bring forth life. They will bring forth truth. They will bring forth comfort and healing and hope and faith. Amen. All those things that you've been praying for before God, all those things you have been fasting for before God, hold on, because he makes all things new. Amen. You know, I was reading today and just kind of scanning some things and reading some signs, because I like to surround myself with the Word of God. And if you've ever been to my house, and I know a few of my listeners have, I have all over my house, I am just surrounded by the Word of God. To encourage myself, I'm just surrounded by the Word of God on purpose. And I give glory and honor to the Lord for that, for even the mind to do that, because it has been encouraging to me. Because I have had times when I have been discouraged myself, and then I walk through my hallway, and there it is on my wall right in front of me, encouraging words that come directly from Scripture. And the Word of God, it is a living word. It is alive, and it is powerful, and it brings encouragement in that moment. And I praise God. Those things that were troubling me may not have left in that moment, but I was encouraged in that moment by the Word of God. Amen. And there was a sign. I said all that to say, there was a sign. It wasn't scriptural, but it meant a lot to me. And it said, there are no mistakes, only lessons. There are no mistakes, only lessons. We have a tendency so many times, people of God, to beat ourselves to a pulp because we made a mistake. And it actually keeps us from going forward as quickly as we could have if we just, okay, that was a lesson, let me move on. And, you know, I realize, you know, it's easy to say that, because I have definitely had times when I have beaten myself to a absolute pulp. Gone over things in my mind, beat myself totally up, but I love that, and it is encouraging to me, and it is a phrase that I want to actually make a part of my ministry and a part of my helps for other people and a part of my own life, that there are no mistakes, only lessons. Okay, you know, none of us get it right all the time. Amen. But God is gracious, and he is true, and he is forgiving, and he will forgive us and recover us. Amen. Making that thing new again. He will recover us out of those situations where we make mistakes. So don't beat yourself up. Amen. Don't beat yourself up. Glory to God. Just ask God for forgiveness. Amen. Give it to him. Amen. And go forward. Even if you have to do it several times in a day, because sometimes we just have to talk it through, we have to walk it through, and we have to work it through. Just do it. Amen. We all have been in that place where things are just so difficult. Amen. That we need the presence and the power of God to move on us in that moment. And that is the time I want you. Amen. I want to encourage you. Amen. To call upon God until you feel his presence literally move you. Glory to God. I have had to do it so many times in my life, and he will, amen, make all things new. He first will change your perception of that event. Amen. Then he will change the outcome, glory to God, of the event. Amen. Glory to God. I praise God. He has done it over and over again. Just changing my perception, honestly, is enough in some cases. Praise God. But he makes all things new. Continue to join me, amen, as we go forth in this series, not to remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Because behold, amen, the word says, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amen. God is doing it even right now, and we give him glory, honor, and praise. I hope you will continue to join me, amen, as we continue, amen, going forward in the word of the Lord, amen, and in the grace of God Almighty, the unmerited favor, amen. Continue to join me as we embark upon this series. He makes all things new. God bless you. Amen.